7:30 of the hour. Time to celebrate with another hour of great conversation, we would hope anyway. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us for his recipe of the week, some other food news, farm news, fun news, all coming up. Jennifer! Where is Jennifer?
Right here.
Oh, good.
I was waiting for that big intro. Jennifer, yes.
A group of Jennifer's here, Rich is here, Kenny is here. A group of bipartisan lawmakers. What do you suppose bipartisan lawmakers look like? You think they look different than lawmakers that are not bipartisan?
Here's the thing. The bipartisan lawmakers are actually partisan, but there's just a mixture of them, which makes them bipartisan.
Well, but
correct?
I mean, they're like bisexual, they're bystanders.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Well,
it means collectively they are like this show. Actually, we are a bipartisan show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But every partisan is a bipartisan.
Some of us are right and some of us are wrong.
Well, that's the point.
It's kind of like we looked at worms the other day at my daughter's little field trip to the nature center, and every single worm has both the genitalia for the male and female, and they can produce both.
You know what you can tell them to do?
Digs. Right. You can tell them. It's just like that. A partisan and a bipartisan are all within the same person.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, anyway, let's not get hung up on that too much anyway. The proposal is for major reform to military laws in how they deal with sexual assault cases. The Armed Services Committee is led by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York.
Right.
They're backing a bill to prevent military commanders from handling sexual assault cases that involve their subordinates.
Want a fun fact about her real quick?
Yes.
Her college roommate was the girl from Nashville.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Television show.
Yes.
But because there are a lot of girls from Nashville.
But no, that girl from Nashville.
The girl from Nashville.
Connie Britton. I just couldn't think of her name.
Really?
Connie Britton.
400,000 girls from Nashville.
You're right.
Connie Britton's
Connie
hot,
Britton.
Though. She's the girl from Nashville.
Anyway, when Kirsten Gillibrand said, quote, "Any single victim of sexual assault is forced to salute her attacker," clearly the system is broken. Could you imagine that? How could you put yourself in that? I couldn't begin to put myself in that position. Think about
I would give them a salute, but it wouldn't be the salute they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the military has been reluctant so far to make sweeping changes, but these events of late has forced them to reconsider. See, one of the things that I find troubling in this is that the men who are controlling things, as usual, keep pointing to the women. Well, it's their fault. If they weren't here, we wouldn't get into this trouble. You know how ridiculous, how arrogant, how stupid.
Do you think people are really saying that?
I'm sure people are saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Air Force officer trained to protect sexual assault victims accused of attacking a woman in a parking lot. Soldier at Fort Hood tasked with sexual assault prevention under investigation for sexual abuse himself. These stories go on and on and on. They are disgusting. And they deal with the this continuing focus on men as leaders or men in charge or men as dominant. And it really speaks to an illness, frankly, I think, that is fostered by I'm not sure what. Is it what they say about it, it's a man's world? And then people laugh. Oh, yeah, who makes the decision? Who wears the pants in your family? Well, those are anecdotal sort of foolish references to reality. But when you get right down to it, the kinds of things that men get away with, and I'm trying to remember there's a movie that basically depicts this better than any other, and I can't now remember the name
of it. Well, there was the one with Demi Moore. I'm sitting here looking at
G.I. Joe?
No.
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. Sorry, yeah.
No. No, that's not the... Yeah, G.I. Jane. But what's the one where she was the harassee?
Oh, it was a lawyer. She was a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah.
So A Few Good Men, was that about it?
No. She was good in that. No, this is her... this is some years after A Few Good Men. She's longer hair, and she really comes across as a you-know-what. And she's... Michael Douglas, I believe, is the co-star of it.
But I got an email yesterday about a new documentary that's coming out, and the documentary is on male sexual assault within the U.S. Armed Forces. Men being assaulted by their female bosses in the military. And I don't know who...
There are those incidents.
...put together.
Yep. There are those. Oh, I think there are those.
Apparently there's one coming out.
Yeah, I think there are those incidents. Absolutely. Yeah.
justice denied.
They happen in the workplace all the time, and the military is just another workplace, so I would definitely buy into that.
Justice denied painstakingly explores what happens when a male active service member is sexually assaulted by another member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that becomes an excuse.
And when and why it's not reported and the devastating effects it has on its victims.
All right. So that's an interesting food for thought. Let's see how far that goes in conversation with people.
Ken says the movie's Disclosure, by the way.
Disclosure. Thank you. That is right.
Yeah.
Yep. With Michael Douglas. And
I would like to see what the comparable rates of sexual assault within other government entities are. So
you're talking about men on women, or are you talking about women on men?
I don't care. Take them all. But yeah, you compare men on women.
Somebody's working at the IRS versus somebody at the Defense Department.
How many reports of? Because what I'm not sure of is, are we just hearing about this because it's the person in charge of the sexual assault team that's being, you know, alleged to have sexually assaulted somebody? Or is there more sexual assault cases in the military than there are in other branches of the government or even in the public sector?
I have no. You're asking a rhetorical question.
I would imagine that the
flashlight.
Why are
we talking about this?
Because the flashlight's always on the military. People always want to throw stones at the military.
Well,
but
it's
look,
because the military has recently been
over the top.
Segregated men and women. That's, I think, why it gets more.
Think about the politicians.
Spotlight.
Think about Anthony Weiner. Think about all these. You know, what's his face that took a hike on the Appalachian Trail. I mean, that's, you know,
I would say percentage wise, there's more sexual assault in Congress and the Senate.
Maybe.
Then that's what I'd like to see.
At least there's a question that ought to be answered there, whether it's the answer you want or not. We don't have the answer. So is the question a good one? Yeah, it's a good question. Yep. But the more important thing than focusing on that is why it happens at all. Why do men think they can get away with this sort of thing?
Because
what is the upbringing that leads you to think that you as a man...
When you boil it down, when you get to the guys, all we are is just...
Insecure.
We at our little nature
toads.
Thing that we went close on our little nature thing that we went on here in Virginia and Maryland, D.C. We have locusts coming back this year, you know, every 17 years. And basically the only mission in the life of a locust is to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. No other mission. They don't attack. They don't eat. They don't do whatever. It's just they got 2 weeks to go find a mate and that's it. And when you boil it down to us dumb guys, that's really what we are.
Great.
I mean, yeah, we do all these other neat things along the way, our 80 or 100 years on the face of this planet, but our mission in life is just to find a girlfriend.
Mate.
Yep, we're just dumb guys.
Well, I think nobody's arguing with you on that point, Richie.
Some of us have extracurricular talents, but yeah.
Hey, you're right.
Well, I mean, people, that's our mission in life as humans.
No, here's our mission. God created, exactly. The whole idea of sexual, now you hit one of my hot buttons.
That's true.
The whole idea of what we are here to do is to recreate ourselves.
Yes.
That is our sole purpose in life.
So it's so deeply ingrained in us that some people can't control it more than other people.
No, that's too convenient. No.
Really?
Nope. No. But it is, you're right about the first part. We are here to recreate ourselves so that there will be more of us, and that's all. That's why we have the sexual urge.
We're the only animal that says, you know what, this is inappropriate. I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, everybody else just does it.
Right.
Yeah.
Look out in your pasture. It's a great example.
And some of the human species don't have any more control than the cows up my pasture.
That's my point exactly.
Yeah. So should we expect... See, here's what you've really hit the nail on the head here, I think, Richie. You think you're better than you are, really?
We're just animals. We're
better. We're animals!
Right.
We don't commune. Look at the messes we've created.
Yes.
As human beings. Look at the unbelievable, untold misery that we bring on our fellow human beings. And you think we're at the top of the food chain? The cows should be eating us. Not us eating them. It's an amazing thing when you get right down to it.
It's an amazing thing that humans have the capabilities and
we waste them.
Abilities that we do.
We squander them.
But when it gets right down to it,
we're no better than they are.
Yeah. I think I've heard Rich make those noises before, actually.
Well, we were in Vegas
during
together.
The show. That's true. I remember that.
17 after the hour on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
All right. So we have a problem in Venezuela.
Problem?
Problem in Venezuela.
Danger.
What's happening?
Yeah, well, apparently the folks in Venezuela have a shortage of trees, and therefore, and I find this hard to believe because last time I was in Venezuela, there were a lot of trees.
Have you really been to Venezuela?
I haven't, but I was for the purpose of this conversation.
I've been close to Venezuela.
Milk.
I know Fernando Venezuela.
Butter.
That's Valenzuela.
Coffee. Oh. Cornmeal. Now Venezuela is running out of tissue paper, blaming political opponents
wrap their gifts?
For the shortfall.
Not that kind of thing.
The embattled socialist government says it will import 50 million rolls to boost supplies.
I'll donate one of my rolls.
Right. So I guess the bottom line is don't go to Venezuela if you have to do a, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight comes from the album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, which was released on this date in 1975 and certified platinum on the very same day.
So
it was the first album to be certified a million seller, and in this case it was 2 million on that day, on the first day of release, and it only has one hit on it. This is it.
Yeah, Ken and I were digging into this a little bit when we started, you know, talking about playing this an hour or so ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, what else is on this album?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing else on the album.
You got Captain Brown and the Captain Fantastic and the Dirt Brown Band.
Nothing like this song.
But so I started looking at the albums that came out before Captain Fantastic was released in 1975, because obviously if you go platinum on day one, whatever you did just before that was off the charts. So he had Caribou in 1974, which had Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, The Bitch Is Back, were the two hits off of that one. Then he had, before that, and here's what probably did it, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which had Candle in the Wind, Benny and the Jets, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. And then before that, Please Don't Shoot Me, I'm Just a Piano Player, which had Crocodile Rock on it. So, I mean, you know, previous to that, and then Honky Chateau, of course, which is one of the 500 greatest albums of all time, according to Rock Magazine, Rolling Stone Magazine. So, you know, it just goes to show you, if you set them up, man, you can put anything out, and they'll go get it. And this is a good album, but we were just amazed in looking at
one
it. Only
song.
Has one single.
One song.
Singled.
One song. Sells 2 million. Now, this is about the fourth year into his career, isn't it, Kenny? It wasn't your song.
I think it was 5 or 6.
Was it?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. His first album came out, Empty Sky.
I remember playing your song as a jock.
So this was 6 years into his career.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at the way this guy's turned this into he and. What's his name? Tony. What's his name? Bernie Taupin. Yeah, the two of them together. What genius. Like Burt Bacharach, Al David, same kind of thing. So they deserve all the credit because they're really good at what they do.
He hits on his first album.
Yeah. All right. But we've made the point, and it's a good one. Thank you. Elton John. I don't like everything he ever did, frankly, but I like a lot of stuff.
Amazing. He's so diverse.
But the guy's got a strong voice, man. He's got a set of pipes on him. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Heat caused by radiator surface tension can be damaging. Fact. Water's natural surface tension causes a disconnect between the coolant and the radiator surface. Think boundary layer. In effect, this boundary layer reduces the radiator's available area to transfer heat to air flowing across radiator fins. A radiator additive can serve as a wetting agent, which smooths water flow and reduces surface tension, thereby lowering engine temperature. When choosing a radiator additive for your vehicle, consider Purple Ice. Purple Ice, compatible with all coolants, is not only a wetting agent, but also a corrosion inhibitor. Add Purple Ice to your radiator every time the cooling system is flushed. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Purple Ice advantages. Then pick up your Purple Ice today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Those ground-in nachos, that embarrassing grape juice, those smelly pet stains. Want to finally ditch that dingy carpet for less? Now's the perfect time with Lumber Liquidators weekend-only flooring deals. For a limited time, get great deals on easy-to-clean hardwood, laminate, bamboo, and vinyl flooring. Plus, get special financing. With deals this good, you really clean up. Hurry! Sale's going on now. Visit your local store or LumberLiquidators.com and finally ditch your...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The day, and then the few ancillary things that will help us concentrate on food, our palates, what goes into our stomach.
Our plot.
What builds our body 12 different ways, stronger, bigger, better, healthier.
I think I just made a mistake. You know what? I just had a little love for breakfast.
What'd you have?
Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
why did you have Brussels
sprouts
for breakfast?
Because I had them left over, and so I ate them, and I think I'm going to regret it all day long.
Yeah.
There could be a problem.
Man.
Isn't it weird? I know, but it was like, it just sounded good, and they were in the refrigerator, so hey, what are you going to do?
Chef Louis.
You top them with anything?
They were sauteed.
Okay, good.
But from last night, so I didn't have
butter, salt, and pepper. Maybe a little Parmesan cheese.
Coconut oil. It's my new thing.
Can we get into something beside this? Thank you very much.
Yeah, just teasing for Louis.
What's up?
All right. What is up? Actually, a couple of things of interest, and whether they're important or not depends on your outlook on life. Our video of the day at DougStephan.com, actually a couple of them, thought about how badly things are running in our country at the moment. You know, we have all this bureaucracy and all these, we have seven different scandals going on. The video at DougStephan.com features a new electric car from a Canadian car company, which cannot legally be sold because you can't buy an electric car in Canada. Isn't that the story?
Really?
Canada?
Why?
No.
Why?
I don't know. You watch
this. Canadians are strange.
Watch the.
They have to get the some kind of government approval. I think they have it now, but it has to go from province to province. So they province to province. So they only have it available now in British Columbia.
It's difficult to do anything in Canada. A lot of legislation that you have to cut.
It's a socialist country.
Yeah. I mean, to try to, because my day job is with CRN, and to try to get them to carry some programming on their cable systems there, actually have to get government approval, and it's like this huge long process. It's crazy.
Yeah. I like Canada in many different ways, especially
it's beautiful.
British Columbia.
Absolutely.
Western part of the country. Is delightful.
Okay.
It's really great. But there are things there that would make it distracting, although a lot of Americans are moving to Canada because they just can't stand what goes on here. And then they get upset because when they get there, they don't find it to be the utopia that you think it may be. British Columbia, all that whole... What's the other... not British Columbia.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Yeah, but there's another one that begins with B. The islands, what do they call? Not British. What's above?
I love playing
just above Seattle. What is that?
Above Seattle.
I thought it was British Columbia.
Starts with the B. Yeah, but British Columbia. No, but that's where I went. Victoria is where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it.
And that's like 20 minutes from Seattle.
Yeah, it's right up there. And just take a quick plane, hop, jump over there. So, anyway, that's one of the videos of the day that you may find interesting. The other one from this week comes from filmmaker Greg Carber, one of the many outraged folks in our country, angry at Abercrombie and Fitch over their CEO recent comments that their brand was only for thin and beautiful people.
And cool people.
And cool people.
And now, that they destroy.
Have you seen the CEO of this company?
No.
He is not thin, and he is not cool looking.
He is not
at
good.
All.
In this video, he says something to the effect, he wants people that look like this, and he doesn't look like this.
No. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about a man that needs power swabs. Holy moly.
Really?
We could sell this guy.
All right, so one of the things that irritates people, other than what he said about who they want in there, if they have damaged clothing, they destroy it rather than donating it.
Really?
And so, anyway, this filmmaker has decided to do something about it. He's visiting thrift stores, finding Abercrombie and Fitch cast-offs, and giving them to the homeless. His goal is to make them the new number one brand
That's
of
awesome.
Homeless people.
Awesome.
So here's some audio from that film.
I'm in wearing his clothes. Abercrombie & Fitch CEO and old Biff lookalike explains this policy by...
He looks like Biff from Back to the Future. He really does.
Saying, in every school there are the cool and popular kids. And then there are the not-so-cool kids. We go after the cool kids. A lot of people don't belong, and they can't belong. Are we exclusionary? Absolutely.
Make matters worse. When clothing is damaged, instead of donating it to the poor or unfortunate, they burn them. Abercrombie and Fitch only wants a certain kind of person to be wearing their clothes. Today, we're going to change their brand. I traveled to a Los Angeles Goodwill, where I scoured the racks for donated Abercrombie and Fitch clothing. They were hard to find at first, and I began to worry that Abercrombie was sending representatives to thrift shops to buy up all the clothes and thus keep them elite. But then, I had an idea.
Where is, like, the douchebag section? Like,
jackpot. Yes, I headed to East Los Angeles, also known as Skid Row, the location of one of the largest populations of homeless people in America. It was time to do some charity. At first, people were reluctant to accept the clothes. Perhaps they were afraid of being perceived as narcissistic date rapists. But pretty soon, they embraced it wholeheartedly, and my expedition was a huge success.
All right.
But I'm just one person, and I can't clothe the homeless or transform a brand by myself. I'm going to need your help. So look through your closets, your friends' closets, and your neighbors' closets. Find all the Abercrombie and Fitch clothes you've mistakenly purchased and give them away to your local homeless shelter. Share what you're doing on Facebook and Twitter, or Google Plus if you're actually using Google Plus. Hashtag Fitch the Homeless.
I love this.
Together, we can make Abercrombie and Fitch the world's number one brand of homeless apparel.
I love him. Right,
so
that's
terrific. Video is available easily found on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us with his recipe of the week and some kitchen nightmares as well here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
This report is brought to you by Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Sizzling hot days and outdoor parties at the pool, on the beach, or in the backyard go hand in hand with perfectly paired cocktails and drinks sure to quench your thirst this summer. Margaritas, sangria, mojitos, and so much more. Whatever your pleasure and wherever your summer soiree, entertaining should be easy. Just ask the experts how they spend more time mingling and less time mixing. Nationally recognized Tony Abuganim, the modern mixologist, is fresh from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America 70th Annual Convention and Exposition in Orlando, Florida.
When it comes to creating fresh beverages, it's important to remember your drink is only as good as its ingredients. Reach for fresh seasonal fruits, watermelon, strawberries, blueberries, and always fresh squeezed citrus juice. Pull out the punch bowl. And finally, arm yourself with a good, quality set of bar tools that will make everything easier and much more fun.
For more information, visit WSWAconvention.org. I'm Dan Marin.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
17 before the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us. You can find his recipes collectively listed and posted at DougStefan.com. Right-hand side of the homepage, you see where the vroomvroomvroom.com logo is. Just below my picture in front of the microphone there, and you'll see the happy, handsome face and body of Chef Louis with his recipe. All right, so we have something in honor of horse racing, the recipe for hot brown sandwiches. Hot brown
sandwiches. Are we giggling a little bit?
Sandwiches.
Little?
All right, so what's the history here?
A hot brown sandwich served at a horse race is going to make me definitely look up and see what's under the bread.
Yep, double check.
Well, you got to look at it. You know, sports venues in the last 5 years have really come around, and they're offering major gourmet offerings at baseball games. But the original way that we went to a game, I mean, it was you're outside, it's sunny, so you dress casual. And you were happy with a beer and a hot dog that 16 people in front of you handled, you know, passing it down to you. You know, casual food. But they, you know, you're there for three and a half hours. But horse racing is a 2-minute race.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to the Kentucky Derby, and it's all about the pageantry. The women in the gowns and who's got the biggest hat. And then the jockeys come out in the parade with their silks and who's got the best colors. Well, back in the 20s, the Brown Hotel, which was the host of the who's who in racing, you know, there was a chef there, Fred Smith, and the owner said, I want something decadent. I want a really standout sandwich. So he came up with a hot brown, which is basically an open-faced turkey sandwich with bacon, tomato, a lot of pecorino romano cheese, and a Mernay sauce that's broiled that really sets this up. We're talking about your 1,400-1,500 calorie sandwich. And it's that pageantry, the way they present the sandwich, the decadence of it, that really reflects what a horse race is all about. It's not about the race, really. It's about the pre-race, and it's fantastic.
You haven't got me. Whether that necessarily, not necessarily.
Yeah, but let's see.
It just doesn't sound inviting.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Really?
Oh yeah, rich.
It's
special
with Texas toast and sliced turkey, and pecorino cheese, and then you got the bacon and tomatoes, and then you put that mornay sauce.
Yeah, I love the open face sandwiches.
And they broil it. Ah, it's just so delicious.
All right, well, you'll pardon me if I'm not enthusiastic about it, but I'm only one person. A lot of people listening may think it's very cool, and you can find it in the recipe box at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, there's a bakery, Louie, in Scottsdale that started a war with the public after their negative portrayal on Kitchen Nightmares. The episode that aired last Friday, Gordon Ramsay actually walked off the program because he said that Amy's baking company was so horrible. Did you see that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, and you know, they defended themselves, but then a couple of employees came out and said that Gordon Ramsay was right, that these people are terrible to their employees, that they have a bad attitude. You know, who do you believe?
So this is a show that airs on Fox. Is it Gordon Ramsay's show, or what's the story behind the story here?
Well, the backstory is, you know, he goes in to try and straighten out bad restaurants.
Kind of what you do for a living. Chef Louie does that for a living as well. All right, so.
Yeah, like Robert Irvine in Tampa does, you know, and a lot of it is all pre-planned. I mean, it really is, and I guess this makes for better television and makes for bigger viewers.
Yeah, I always have to find the worst in everybody. That's what so bothers me about some of these television reality shows. It's always about the worst you can find in anybody and everybody. So that's the show Kitchen Nightmares. I guess there are three or four of these on various networks. And a lot of people like this kind of stuff. Doesn't do anything for me. I guess both of the things I talked about with you today.
That's been an upbeat segment for you. Fantastic.
Glad I still love Louie. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorites. Stouffer's Meals for One, today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
A town is picking up the pieces as the search continues for survivors. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A desperate search continues today for seven people still missing after a deadly tornado outbreak in North Texas. Hood County Sheriff Roger Deeds is asking for more help to comb through the rubble of damaged and destroyed homes and businesses.
We're not done until we get those piles shifted and moved and make sure we don't have anybody or any pets or anything under those piles.
Officials have said it's possible the missing just haven't checked in with authorities yet. At least 13 tornadoes ripped through North Texas this past Wednesday, killing at least six people and injuring dozens more. The National Weather Service rated the tornado that swept through Granbury as an E4, just one shy of the most severe E5 category. Winds reached up to an estimated 200 miles per hour. Many of the homes destroyed had been built by Habitat for Humanity. And we are now hearing some of the chilling stories of survival. A 10-year-old Granbury boy says he rode out the tornado in his friend's house, hiding under a cat's litter box.
The only piece that I was just like, I didn't even care. I was just waiting, duck somewhere. I didn't even care. I was so scared.
Joseph Youngblood says he and five other people were crammed into a bathroom. He said his friend's dad struggled to hold the bathroom door shut.
I was like starting to get up, get more power, and then he was like barely hanging on because the tornado was about to suck him outside.
Firefighters eventually rescued all of them from the debris. Youngblood was reunited with his family hours later. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3330.
On Wall Street, stocks backing off their record highs over the past few days. The Dow dropping 42 points yesterday, closing at 15,233. S&P down by 8 points, NASDAQ off by 6. President Obama defending the White House and calling for action with two scandals putting Washington under the microscope. The president said he's committed to fixing the problems at the IRS. In a White House news conference yesterday, he was pressed about the scandal over IRS targeting of conservative groups for audits. He also answered questions about the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya last year. This week, the Obama administration released more than 100 pages of emails about the Benghazi attack. And finally, gigantic lottery jackpots. In this case, take your pick, or should we say, take your quick pick. First of all, Mega Millions, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tonight's drawing for Mega Millions, a jackpot of $190 million. But somehow, even that figure, $190 mil, sounds puny compared to the jackpot for tomorrow night's Powerball drawing. Are you ready for this? Powerball now up to $550 million. Yes, more than a half a billion up for grabs. The third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, the chances of matching all the numbers is about 1 in 175 million, but that won't stop so many of us from playing. As the slogan goes,
you gotta be in it to win it.
Gotta be in it to win it. And these folks from New York and New Jersey say they are all in. All right, what kinds of things could you do if you won?
Could retire and spend some time in warm climate, not have to work so hard.
Buy a nice car, play a lot of golf.
And how about you, pal? What would you do with all that cash?
I'm gonna buy 3 islands.
You would buy 3 islands. Why 3?
One for my wife, one for my son, and one for myself.
Makes perfect sense. Everybody gets an island. And how about you two over here? Any plans for all that money?
One way win. We're gonna take care of our children and the rest of our family. That's what we're gonna do.
And we're gonna take a nice long vacation away from the children and the family.
There you go. Good luck if you're playing Mega Millions tonight and or Powerball tomorrow. If you don't hear my voice on Monday, you'll know the reason why. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life.